For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Kamala Harris finally took part in an unscripted interview last night. She sat down with her US Vice President Tim Walz and spoke to CNN's Diana Bash.
Will you appoint a Republican to your cabinet?
It would be to the benefit of the American public to have a member of my cabinet who was a Republican.
When he called you and said he was pulling out of the race,
I asked him, are you sure? And he said, yes. My first thought was not about me, to be honest with you. My first thought was about him.
David Smith is the Washington Bureau Chief for The Guardian. Morning, David. Did she face any tough questions?
Yes, some tough questions, in particular about her policy flip-flops on issues such as the Green New Deal and fracking and immigration at the southern border. But there were some softball questions as well in an interview that was only about 27 minutes in total. And maybe there could have been some more follow-ups, but it was a mix of some tough questions and some slightly more lenient ones.
One of the difficult situations she will face if she becomes president is what's happening in the Middle East. She said a deal is needed in Gaza. And while insisting support for Israel was always going to be there, a bit of an indication that she's not happy with the direction of the war there, like most countries aren't.
Yes. Harris did not depart hugely from Joe Biden on this, in that just as she was at the Democratic Convention last week, she was very keen to stress her support for Israel and its defense, but then she went on to talk about the need for a deal to bring home the hostages and achieve a ceasefire, and she did reiterate her support for a two-state solution ultimately. I think there was probably something there for everyone in this debate. Certainly progressives on the left are eager for Harris to take a harder line against Benjamin Netanyahu than Biden has, but it was pretty a mainstream Democratic Party position on that issue.
She didn't impress Donald Trump. I mean, I don't think anyone was expecting that she would. Trump taking to his own platform to describe the interview as boring, and despite saying he was pulling out of one of the debates, saying he was looking forward to debating her.
Indeed, and boring is a fairly mild criticism from Trump based on what we've heard in the past. I think another way of looking at that is that Kamala Harris was radically normal. I mean, we've been through years of Trump's egregious statements and barefaced lies and just general wackiness and weirdness, as Democrats now like to put it. We've also had these interviews with Joe Biden that felt incredibly tense, like watching a tightrope walker, you know, due to his age at 81. Is he going to make some terrible gaffe? So compared to all of that, Kamala Harris felt like a reset to a politics of normalness and ordinariness again. For some people that might be boring. It didn't really generate a huge headline. I think millions of Americans may also be breathing a big sigh of relief. And notably, Harris did not really return fire. You know, she was asked about Trump's questioning of her racial identity. She just gave a very pithy answer. Same old tired playbook. Next question, please. So she may adopt a similar approach in the debate.
David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian. Thanks for joining us, David.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.